Now, will you notice, he says in verse 5, and if a man also strive, now the man here means an athlete. If a man also strive for masteries, that is, he wants to win the game, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. And strive here refers to contending in the game. And this is the third figure of speech. If a man also strive, an athlete. Now, someone has put it like this in a very succinct manner. The only exercise some Christians get is jumping to conclusions, running down their friends, sidestepping responsibility, and pushing their luck. Well, that's not the kind of exercise here that Paul is talking about. He spoke of the Christian life as being a race course, and he says, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then Paul also said that everyone that is striving for a crown, he keeps himself under control. He does that. And Paul says, I want to keep myself under control. I want to run the Christian race in such a way that the one who is down there at the end of the race, the Lord Jesus, will be able to reward me and be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. How important that is. And we need to recognize that, by the way, friends, that this is something that is all important for the child of God. Now, he is to try to win a prize. That is perfectly legitimate. And he is to do it by striving lawfully, that there's no shortcut. And that's my reason for believing that all of this gimmickry today, that you can go through a little course or you can get a few little rules and regulations. My friend, God gave 66 books, and they're pretty important, every one of them. And it takes the composite picture to give us the mind and the Word of God. An athlete can't cut the corner of a racetrack, and neither can a baseball player skip by second base without touching it. He's got to touch all the bases, and the child of God has to do that if you're going to win. You can't take these shortcuts.